Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country as BBM Bumbabrip Media, 19.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS National Israeli Service. You can have your saber calls from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong, you mob. Too deadly. We're going to jump straight in and have a chat now to Natalie Flecker, CEO of Manizer Mines Rodeo. And we're talking about Guy Sebastian and Baker Boy ready to rodeo rock at Isa and the general yarn about upcoming rodeo. On the line, Natalie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm really great. Thanks. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Got a soft spot here, being a Murray from the Curry, and Manizer Rodeo been kicking on for many years. And you got a good lineup regarding Guy Sebastian, Baker Boy, so entertainment galore.
Absolutely, and such good value. You know, not only do you get rodeo action all day, you then get to enjoy the concert afterwards with the likes of Baker Boy coming to play in Mount Isa, which is just, you know, I'm so excited to have him on stage. And, of course, Guy Sebastian.
Of course.
You know, we've been waiting 2 years for Guy Sebastian thanks to COVID. So,
exactly.
We're really looking forward to him taking the stage and showing the Outback, or us showing him how the Outback can, produce and deliver a major event that he's a part of.
Fantastic. So give us a bit of background regarding Rodeo out of Mount Isa. Look, been running for years and now in the city. And how long has it been in the city? Because it's been just on the outskirts, hasn't it, at Barclay?
So, look, the event began in 1959 and it was begun by a group of Rotarians who wanted to put Mount Isa on the map. And they certainly did that, and we continue to do that today, 63 years later.
Yes.
So, it's really... it's really exciting. Yeah, correct. We've moved to Buchanan Park now, which is where the home of the rodeo is. But prior to that, it used to be at Calcadoon Park, which I'm sure plenty of people have fond memories of, the times out there and people travelling in with the stock from Karen Dodder. We don't obviously carry on those same traditions today, but the rodeo itself and the events that we have certainly celebrate those early stockmen and how they used to work. You know, that's
exactly
how these events are created. And, that's really where, the Indigenous program came from, because we know that you guys have such, such a foundation and appreciation for the stock and the land. And we want to help celebrate that with you guys.
Look, so fantastic. And just to elaborate on that, I believe the first day is an Indigenous day. Is that correct? Paint that picture, please.
Yeah, so we're doing the first ever Mount Isa Mines Indigenous Championships on the Thursday. So it's a lineup starting from 5 p.m. with all of our disciplines, so bull riding, bronc riding, potty rides, the timed events. We've got some team roping, barrel racing. So we've got 86 competitors that are going to be competing on the Thursday night. We've also got some traditional and cultural dancing that you'll see in the middle of the program when we go to our dinner break. So the guys from Barcaldine and our local Calcadoon dancers, the Sundowners, are also part of that program. And I'm not sure if you know, but Deadly Jacob, he's going to be our DJ.
Yes.
So he's opening for Baker Boy on Thursday night. So
good.
It's certainly a full-packed program, and for $10, I don't think you'll get better value on a Thursday night.
And look, running for 60-odd years and to recognise First Nation people on the first day, look, it's a fantastic achievement as such. Long time waiting, but there it is. It builds bridges, but also gives our black cowboys, you could say, an opportunity on the platform. And look, it just inspires and motivates young and up-and-coming black boys and girls.
Absolutely. It's about visibility. It's about being able to see them compete in this arena and then come in to be a part of our Mount Isa Mines event, which starts on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that from the competitors that we've had that are coming on the Thursday night, we do have a number of them that have now entered into Mount Isa as well.
Cool.
So they get, extra chances, which is fabulous. That's exactly what we want. We want it, while we're highlighting it this time as a separate program, it's certainly what we want to see built into our normal Main Street, iconic and legendary
event. And Mount Isa Rodeo, it also does a lot for the community regarding businesses and accommodation and all the above as well.
Yeah, absolutely. There's $13 million generated for our event happening in Mount Isa. So it's, you know, it's a huge economic impact and stimulus to our community. You know, businesses, tourism, the mechanics, the caterers, the hotels, you know, everybody gets a bit of action. And not only that, the town celebrates,
yes.
you know, what to have the event here. You can certainly feel the vibe and the excitement about rodeo being back and being normal and you know, really looking forward to getting together, getting your mates together, getting your boots dirty, getting your hat out, dusting it off and, you know, being ready to have a good time.
And outside the rodeo, you've got the mines, of course, but you breed them deadly out there because you've got the likes of the White Shark was born out there, Deborah Mailman, Scotty Prince.
Absolutely.
You know how to breed
Scotty
them out
Prince
there.
Will be at the event. Yeah, Scotty Prince will be at the event, which is great. So he comes along with DD Group, one of our fantastic and loyal sponsors. So, he'll be here on the ground making sure that he meets as many people as possible. He always has a good time, old Scotty, so that's great to get him back. And, yeah, Deborah Mailman, you know, they have the Mailman on the Thursday night as well. You know, we can't forget that. The Mailman Express was, you know, named after Wally Mailman. Wally Mailman's been introduced to our... He was in our inaugural induction into the Legends Hall of Fame. So
yeah,
I think it's really fitting that we're having the Indigenous Championships on the same night as the Mailman, which was named after such, you know, such a special Indigenous man in our community.
Well, love the work that you're doing. Great talking with you, Natalie. Big shout-out to the mob there. Thank you very much. Looking forward to it. And stay in touch and ride him cowboy.
Absolutely. Giddy up.
Take care, sister. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.
Natalie Young there, Natalie Flecker, CEO of the Mount Isa Mines Rodeo, and talking about the up-and-coming event, and that's also having on stage Guy Sebastian and Baker Boy. That's Denzel Baker, and great to have that performance happening out there. And first time ever after 63-odd years, they've got the first day is the Indigenous Day event. So look, fantastic, and it's about bridge building and promoting a lot of our black ringers who throughout the years have operated on country, and it's great to see them operating on that platform. Too deadly. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong here, National Talk Black? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
Well, I remember you. Do you remember me? I used to touch you deep inside. I used to hold you and squeeze you. I'll love you till I die. But don't take touch away from me. Yeah, well, only time will tell. Only time will tell. Yeah. Only time will tell. Only time will tell. Yes, it will, don't you know? So please don't cry. I'm coming home real soon. I'm only a short distance away, yeah. I'm near a telephone and I remember I used to brush your lips against mine. I used to touch you and squeeze you and love you and hold you. Oh, but your mind was just amazing. All the time will tell. Thank you.
desire that's cold tonight. So spread your wings and let's fly away, yeah. To another place, another time. It's just another destination. I said another place, another time. It's just another situation. Another time to tell. Another time to tell.
You make it so to meet a perfect accident. Personality, nah, she ain't lacking it. Beat me to the punchline, either that or she packing it. We let her guards down. Round one, round two, round three, I think I found one. In a hopeless place, I think I found love. Cupid must have found us, because she's all that I need. Yeah, Kaguri need, Jenna Mir. All that I need, yeah, Kaguri need, Jenna Mir. My mind.
Every single step at a time.
At a time. At a time.
Girl, you know I be. Holla at me. All that I see. Holla at. Girl, you know you're blowing my mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hold up. Daydreaming on a daily when she's not around. Home is where the heart is. Best believe she hold it down. She got me texting emojis and X's and O's. Watching reality shows like who's next to go. When it comes to slaying the dress professional. Fashion killer level prowess. Me and her together, there's progress for sure. I can't wait till we progress some more. Because she's all that I need. Yeah, Kaguri need Jenna Mir. All that I need. Yeah, Kaguri need Jenna Mir. My mind.
Every single step at a time.
At a time. At a time.
Girl, you know I bleed. Holla at me. All that I see.
Holla at.
Girl, you know you're blowing my mind.
Hey, yo, I got to tell ya. And I got the nuna. In the moonlight. Like this.
Like that.
Like this.
Like that.
You got to know that.
You got to know that.
It never felt so good.
Every single step at a time.
At a time.
At a time.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Voices calling, calling out your name. The night is dark and not a light inside. Incessant wailing, wailing, 'cause we're back again. The ground of the burning tribe. It makes us proud, so proud, we're gonna make it right. We're not extinct, we're all well and still alive. Reunited to come back to you again. We'll keep the laws and culture and we'll stay alive. Lost in a world that's so reckless. Forgotten tribe in the darkness of your eyes. Lost in a world that's so helpless. But there's no fear, we will make it loud and clear. We'll come back home, we'll stay as long as what we want. We will return, we'll carry on. We will protect, we will preserve. We will survive, we will be strong. We'll keep the laws and our culture. Forgotten tribe, forgotten in another time. Lost in a world. A world that's so reckless. Forgotten tribe in the darkness of your eyes. Lost in a world that's so helpless. Forgotten tribe, forgotten in another.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy, Trev Murray from Nakuri. I'm coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BB and Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. National Talk Black, a one-hour program. So have your saying yarn up strong. Call us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. You can even text a brother, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page is BBM 98.7 FM. Okay, looking at the headlines in the news, very, very scared. Sources describe interactions with Sordia sisters in months before unusual deaths. Emma's revealing Cody Quip after wild turn. And that's talking about the Commonwealth team there. Aries would discourage Balalaro from job application if I had my time again. Radical fix for teacher shortage, 40% pay rise. Panic button, grim forecast for millions of Aussies as rate hikes start to snowball. US kills Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri in drone strike in Kabul. Other news here, prepare for war, nation braces for invasion. Judges under fire after Aussie robbed in common games disgrace. How to save $500,000 using the biggest tax dodge in Australia. Well, it should be a tax benefit, not a tax dodge. Pay your taxes, you mob. Guy's chief of staff asks wealthy Liberal donor for payments. And other titles here. Grading your club's moves in as NRL deadline ends in frenzy. Transfer report. Stadium store court gift NRL grand final Queensland. And Rex credits God and government assistant in trading Quaid. Respected justice advocate calls out racism in its all forms in compelling address. Leanne Little questioned the ability of police in the territory to respond to domestic violence towards First Nations women in light of a recent inquiry examining Queensland police. So there it is. There, have your say. Jan Armstrong, add to the conversation here. National Talk Black. Deadly number 1-800-422-416. Going to catch up with Jan very soon with Vicky McKenna, the Black Dog Institute. Stay tuned.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, a very good morning, you Deadly Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumbarrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, to Deadly Mob, I'm going to catch up with Yarn now with Deadly Sister, Vicky McKinnon, and she's works in the department looking after Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in the department of the Black Dog Institute. So we're going to talk to her about her job and what she does there and how Black Dog Institute is proud to support Close the Gap Campaign Report 2022, Transforming Power Voices for Generational Change. So on the line we have Vicky. Good morning, Sister. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. Thank you so much, Trevor, for allowing me this opportunity to share, you know, some of the latest achievements that we've had at the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Lived Experience Centre at Black Dog Institute.
Beautiful. My sister, before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, Vicky.
Okay, I'm Vicky McKenna. I'm from Broome, Western Australia, so my tribe is Yarrow tribe, but I'm also connected and am a one of a person, so that's from the Fitzroy Valley region, not too far down the road. So look, I come from a big family here in Broome. McKenna family's tied to the Dolbys and also to, you know, the Bird family there in Yarraba. You know, and we got family and family in the Torres Strait as well.
Good.
The Tamworth family.
Yes. Yeah. Beautiful, my sister. And how long have you been in the role there with the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Lived Experience Department?
Very new, actually. Well, I say new. It's only 15 months.
Okay.
Since I've been in the position as the head of the centre.
Yes. And we're talking about lived experiences. So for mob out there who been through some dramas in their life and coming out of it, that's a powerful tool for people in that mental state, isn't it?
Absolutely. What we know now, today, that's become very evident is that our lived experiences, or, you know, all of those experiences that we've been through in the past, and some of us are even still living those experiences now, that becomes a very, very powerful tool in terms of determining how programs should be developed for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people,
mm-hmm.
and also how those services should be delivered to us as well.
Yes. And we're talking black on black, Vicky. That's a powerful ingredient, you could say. Hey, sis.
That's right. You know, and if we talk in terms of the centre, the whole of the governance and structure for the centre is, you know, for us, by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people from the top to actually getting the job done and being a part of partnerships right across Australia.
Fantastic. The Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander Department lived experience with the Black Dog Institute, is that across the nation or just there in Broome, WA?
Absolutely, no. This is a centre that is a national centre.
Yes.
So in actual fact, Trevor, the Lived Experience Centre is a world first.
Yeah.
We're the very first centre of its kind in Australia, and as far as we know, internationally. So, you know, this is very exciting for us.
Yes.
Because it allows us, you know, self-determination, for us to be empowered, to be a voice and say what we want in terms of how services are provided to us. But also, most importantly, I think, is how things develop. So even in our policies, is to be able to have a say in what is good for us rather than a non-Aboriginal person or non-Torres Strait Islander person.
Well, we've got the answers to our problems, haven't we? But it's got to be from the inside out, and that's what this fantastic opportunity in your position, that's what it does, doesn't it?
Yeah. You know, we're part of the solution. We're not the
problem.
We are.
Exactly.
And we know what those solutions are. We just haven't been previously
exposed to it or been at a platform as such.
Yeah, or allowed to participate in that process. You know, I would just like to say to all our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people out there that we have a genuine place in terms of, you know, being able to say what we need in terms of programs, services, research, resources. You know, we have a legitimate space in this experience.
Yeah, we do. And like I said, we're 5 months into the job, so... new to the job, but not new to the experience as such. So you could say, a professor in that field, my sister.
So 15 months. But as you said, you know, like prior to that, I've had my own lived experience as well. So that contributes to the work. You know, that really guides the work that I'm doing. And my lived experience is, I would say, you know, although I have a professional background, I'm a child psychotherapist and a counsellor. I've worked in social and emotional well-being and suicide prevention. But at this time, my lived experience is my greatest asset.
Yes. Well, fantastic. The right person for the job in that sense. And you speak with so much passion there, my sister. It's great to hear the yarn as such. And congratulations, Black Dog Institute, and having a department like so. Lived experience is a powerful tool for empowering our people and showing that there is light at the end of the tunnel and the future looks bright, so to speak.
Yeah. And I'd also like to share with you, too, morning, that we have just recently launched a world first portal.
Okay.
You know, and that's been supported and by Black Dog Institute.
Yes.
And the portal that we've just launched is now live, and it connects First Nations people with experience of mental ill health and suicide prevention with organisations.
Yeah.
And government agencies who want advice on how to develop tools and services in a culturally sensitive way to support their community or this community. And the portal is led by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people to inform, enable, and deliver better services, care, and programs to improve mental health outcomes and suicide prevention, which ultimately saves lives. So being a paid subscriber to the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Lived Experience portal will allow you access to quarterly webinars on topics designed to help you and your organisation, access to lived experience resources, the ability to post opportunities for network members to engage in your organisation initiatives, and engagement with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Lived Experience Centre team, and access the national network Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people with lived experience.
Yes.
So it's been a really welcome
tool
service that we think that we can provide to the community.
How do people get engaged in that process, Vicky?
All they need to do is they can actually get on the Black Dog Institute website.
Yes.
And go to the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Lived Experience Centre, and then from there it'll lead you on to everything that sort of falls under us in
That's
terms
fantastic.
Of the centre. So the portal, they will have access to the portal there. The link will be there.
Yes.
So they can read up information. Otherwise, you know, if you know, there's a community person and that they might not have access to the internet,
mm-hmm.
You know, all they need to do is they can ring us.
Yes.
There is a line that they can ring. If not, just send a there's an email address there that comes to the center. And it can be for queries or anything like that. Just send it and someone will get back in contact with them.
That's fantastic.
So that, you know, yeah,
communications are all open there. So Two Deadly Sister. Vicky, thank you for the yarn. Congratulations on your new appointment there. Do enjoy the journey. We'll be in touch and be open to hear how it progresses throughout the future. But thank you for the yarn, my sister.
Yeah, Trevor, look, it's been really lovely speaking to you. And I thank you once again for this opportunity to share this information with the rest of our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander countrymen from right across
yes.
the country.
Too deadly, my sister. Big shout out to the Mob Dead WA. You take care and we'll yarn soon, sis.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye-bye. A deadly yarn, that beautiful yarn. Vicky McKinnon, her name is, and she's the lady that's in charge of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Department Lived Experience with the Black Dog Institute, and they support in closing the gap, but working with our mob in a very, a serious space in regarding empowering our people to live their life to the fullest. Have your saying yarn up strong here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
I'm a long way away from my country. It's a long time since I've reappeared. It's a feeling I feel when you're close on the wheel, and I'm missing the touch of your hand. It's no good, this feeling of sorrow. Just go out and face it alone. And I'm waiting tonight, watching the night, and I'm thinking of just going. Take off your burdened illusions. Shake off your dreams that weigh down. You can follow your dreams, but it's not like it seems, 'cause your heart will just turn you around. You can follow, but it's not like it seems, 'cause your heart will just turn you around.
I'm driving now to home to see my family, and I'm wondering if this old car will make it gradually. Dust and the heat is really killing. There's a sign saying we're close, and with my time I'll make the most and spend my time with my family. We'll go out where we should be. I'll listen to my grandfather's stories. I won't be in a hurry. Spend my time with my family.
Yeah, beautiful track there. Family, Warren H. Williams. Big shout out, Warren H. Hope you're well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Otherwise, text a brother, 0457-140-550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. All right, other news here, news.com.au. Green Senator Lydia Thorpe calls the Queen a coloniser. Pauline Hanson accuses her of hypocrisy. Pauline Hanson has attacked Green Senator Lydia Thorpe's description of the Queen as a coloniser, suggesting if she doesn't like Parliament, she should stop taking her $211,250 salary. And the One Nation leader has told news.com.au that Ms. Thorpe was engaging in hypocrisy after she was forced to repeat the oath of allegiance, having inserted criticism of the royal family for the first time. Lydia Thorpe obviously does not take her elected position seriously, said Ms. Hanson. She's filling a position she does not respect and to represent people she obviously despises in an institution she does not recognise as being illegitimate. There's no kettle calling pot, or pot calling kettle black, but anyway. What we saw this morning was a stunning exercise in hypocrisy. made worse by her happily taking $211,000 a year from taxpayers for work she clearly does not intend to do. Ms. Thorpe, an outspoken Victorian Green senator, has previously stated that the Australian Parliament has no permission to be here and that her role as an Indigenous woman was to infiltrate the Senate. Asked to recite the Oath of Allegiance this morning, she marched towards the dispatch box with her fist in the air and then stated, "I, Sovereigns, Lydia Thorpe, do solemnly and sincerely swear that I will be faithful and I bear true allegiance to the colonising Her Majestic Queen Elizabeth II. MPs then injected, warning that you're not a senator if she failed to correct recite the oath. Senator Thorpe, you are required to recite the oath as printed on the card, Senator President Sue Lyons said. Printed on a card, and Senator Thorpe then took the oath again, mispronouncing heirs as the Queen's heirs and successors. She later took to Twitter to declare sovereign never ceded. So there's a statement there. So in regards to Pauline Hanson walking out the other day, then we have Lydia Thorpe's sister there putting her hands up in the air and calling the Queen a coloniser. There it is. Maybe you want to add to that conversation here on your daily program, National Talk Black. All ears here on the National Talk Black program, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, folks. Troy Cassidaly here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it. There on four-wheel drive, locked all the way, destination, then I am alive, passing families on the way. Tonight we'll be sitting around talking till the campfire dies, feeling the evening breeze. Eating the catch of the day, just a few miles down the track, it's the gonna be a run.
Yeah, beautiful track, Tears for Law, Yothi Yindi here on your daily program, National Talk Black. We're going to catch up with Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Trevor, everybody. Yeah, I'd like to respond to that lady in Parliament. I thought
Lydia Thorpe?
Sorry?
Yeah, Lydia Thorpe.
Lydia, is it?
Yeah, Lydia Thorpe. Yes, yes, yes. Green Senator.
I thought it was a great moment in Australian politics. And it shows how people are forced to their allegiance to the Queen, you know?
Yeah, sure. And yes.
There's no treaty in this country, and technically it's a war, and it's like pledging allegiance to Hitler. Can people see that when they're forced, that they're in there for Australia and the Indigenous people first, the first people first.
Well, Pauline Hanson saying that she shouldn't be taking her $211,000 pay packet if she's not going to make allegiance to the Queen.
Oh, she's just a rubbish. The best thing that happened is when she was thrown out of Caius here. That was the best thing. That was another great moment in Australian politics. It really was. You know, they're rubbish people. They're racists.
Mm.
And they don't acknowledge that racism is huge in this country. It's the most racist country in the world.
Yeah, there you go, brother. Your opinion.
And it's just under the ground. It's just under the surface. And the Queen has had all this time to acknowledge Aboriginal people, and all these ministers that pledge allegiance to her. And I watched all the swearing-in ceremonies, one after the other. And I'm born in England. I've been here 60 years.
Mm.
It's a disgrace to the whole world.
Well, all the atrocity that the British Army has done over the years, and you still run as a royal family and financially equipped, but the, the human connection, human relation is not there in regarding that sense, you know what I mean? Admit to your wrongness or, you know?
They're just here for the money. They're just here for the money. It's just a kind of wealth, and they're just raping the country's wealth for the common wealth. Which doesn't
the
commonwealth. It's not shared here, you know, and Crown law and Crown land and the police, they're all crown. The prisoners of war, things that have happened to me.
A form of dictatorship, would you say?
It's a dictatorship, and they all go in there and swear allegiance to her. That's what I said. She's the crown, the colonisers, are dictating to the people. And the country now is sort of being run halfway through this AUKUS through America and England United, directing us with nuclear submarines. And there's a lot of people suffering here. We don't need nuclear submarines.
Mm. Yep.
I just had to respond to that. I think good on that woman. And Saul Blady, and Britain should be ashamed.
Mm-hmm.
I really love to talk to some British press in this country and tell them.
It comes from a bit of weight because you were former British, were you not?
I still am a British.
Okay, still am. Yep.
I cannot enter Australian politics unless I renounce my British citizenship, and nor can anybody else. Mm. And I'm not prepared to do that, and then I become one of the warlike people that don't have a treaty with the Aboriginal people.
Yes.
Unless I renounce my British citizenship, I'm still a British citizen, Australian resident. I was a migrant kid. I've been here 51 years. My family were buried here.
Mm-hmm.
But a bit of paper's not going to change me.
Mm.
It's the same way of force that they're doing on that woman, that she had to say exactly the right words with the Bible. And I don't think religion should be pushed.
And you're saying that her pay packet shouldn't state the fact that she should be saying, stating the allegiance because of a pay packet?
Oh, well, you know, that's just a sideline, you know. Mm-hmm. That's just Pauline Hanson rubbish talk. She wants to be in there to make a difference. And like me and other people, I'm involved in a lot of... I'm not in it for the money. I'm in it for the love of making things right.
Yeah, sure. Yes, yes. Yes. But she's still got a right to speak her views, doesn't she?
Yeah, right. And to do it, you have to protest. There is no other way. You have to protest. I've been down here, you know, like for nearly 2 years, trying to get a river open for all those tribal people here in town.
Exactly.
And everybody.
Exactly.
And the crowd, the law.
Hey, brother, I've got someone going to say something, so we'll talk soon. That's Tony. Tony, thank you very much for the yarn. I believe someone's going to add to the conversation. So I just want to put him on the line so he can we can hear what he's got to say. Someone, good morning.
Good morning, brother. Brother, I remember Tony, when he was a little boy, he used to Shanghai. But when you knock the wood out of him, you blow him up the backside. You blow wind up him, brother.
Yeah.
I'm glad you didn't have to blow wind up the Queen's, you know, wind. That's plenty of money. Pauline Hanson come from the America Air Mob, National Rifle Association. They try to raise money for the for their election so they could start people having rifles again. But that's not the Queen's money. And anyway, we might be going into a republic, brother. Okay, brother, thank you very much.
Thank you, my brother. Yeah, Republic, we are having a president, not a prime minister. There it is, Mob. Beautiful yarns here on National Talk Black for today. Murray going to sign off here. I'm back in the hot seat again tomorrow with that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program's coming to the end of 1 hour program for today. But call us again tomorrow, that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page, BBM 987 FM. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Thank you for your company, you mob. Too deadly.